Right, welcome everybody to another episode of Chris and Dave's Reality TV Cast. I'm one of your hosts, Chris, and my co-host and very good friend is Dave.
Hey there, Chris, and hello to our listeners out there. Welcome to Chris and Dave's Reality TV Cast. We are covering Married at First Sight Season 11, Episode 1. No, really. It's 37 and 38. This isn't that someone has uploaded the wrong episode for an old episode.
Oh, fuck off. There's no need for that, Dave. Yeah. No need. The one mistake of the year that I make, and it'd have to
I'm sure Sam is fucking shaking a fist at her iPhone right now. Yeah, one mistake. What I found now funny, because I didn't even notice, and then someone put it up in the groups, like, is it just me, or is, I think it was Helen, is it just me, or is this week's episode last week's episode? But what I liked is, obviously, you know, not everyone's on the Facebook Messenger group, so different people were like messaging on the Facebook group. It's what's going on with the latest episode? Just chuckling away on Sunday. It did make me laugh, but sorry, I couldn't resist.
So where are we starting then?
So where are we going to start today, Chris? Chris, we are there. We are at the end of this season, and I think, you know, last week we were a bit fatigued, we were ready for the season to be over, but Christ on a bike, it doesn't fail to deliver maths on the reunion. So where would you like to start today?
Well, Dave, I've got to say, I did get a bit emotional when we saw good old Collins come back. What a guy. Oh, it's great to be back, everyone. Yeah, look at that there. Look, we've got wine on the table. Shut the fuck up, you nobody. He was fucking trying everything he could, couldn't he, to get that last drain of fucking fame before he ends up fucking opening nightclubs somewhere in the fucking deep of Sydney or something. What a fucking bell end he is.
Oh, God. You know, you could see the awkward conversations as well, but he loves it, doesn't he? You know, he's getting the camera. Oh, it's great to be back. And, oh, I've missed out on so much. You know, he's got this weird little way. And then, oh, what's his bride's name? It's going to bug me now. It'll come to me, I'm sure. But they have this awkward conversation, and you can tell she's just like, yeah, I've got nothing to say to you.
Natalie,
that was it. So, I forgot about good old Collins. I mean, I thought, and probably he thought, he'd have a bit more involvement in the last, you know, the last couple of episodes. But no, it's just that little cameo at the start, wasn't it? And of course, you very quickly forget about some of these people. Like Ash walks in, doesn't he? But his partner hadn't walked in. He just sort of, I think he's probably grateful, or she probably knew how it was all going to turn out, and so didn't bother to show up. So,
Madeline, fuck off. I can see into your journey. Just give me your tea leaves now, right? Oh, yeah. You're going on a journey. You're going to meet someone called David. Does the name Jack mean anything to you? Or the name Smith? Hang on, you're going to see a dog. Oh, fucking wow. There you go. There's 100 quid. Unbelievable. What a load of bullshit. But Dave, I've got to say, it was only 4 weeks since, obviously this was from 4 weeks after the end of the show. What the fuck was Ridge doing with that moustache, Dave? He looked like some baddie from some 70s movie. He looked like he should have been Starsky and Hutch or something. I don't know what happened there, but him and... obviously, Jade, madly in love, Dave. They're still together. I'm a bit dubious about the old, we are still going to, you know, do the long distance thing, but I am going to move up there. We said that all along. He's got a hell of a job. I'm not sure, but they were all over each other and there's still a chemistry there. So fair play to him, Dave. You know, and it'll be interesting at the end when I do the Chris Phelps, where are they now with my roving reporter research, Dave, which is basically one article I found online and the newest one. So I'll tell you where all the couples are. Are they together? Or are they not? Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, I think Ridge, you know, will be all right with Jade. I, I agree, though. I mean, the tash was terrible, wasn't it? But I kind of feel like that was intentional. You know, that was deliberately grown for the reunion. You know, and he's got the old John Travolta staying alive outfit on, hasn't he? But like you say, I mean, he should be on Dirty Harry or something as the bad guy in the background, maybe. But I think they'll be all right. They've kind of got enough going for them. I wonder what the longevity in it is, really. You know, I don't think we discussed it actually last week, but when she's having a bit of a moment, like at the dinner party, and she's really being vulnerable and, you know, talking to the group about how great he is. And he gets up and he gives it the old D's, you know, and he's shaking his fist in the air. And she fucking lambasts him, doesn't she? She's like, yeah. Stop it. I was like, everyone was like, fucking hell. I wonder how many of those little blow ups you'll have before it all starts getting a bit old. You know, I don't know. But I think in the short term, these will be all right. They've got enough going for them that they'll give it a good go, I think.
Yeah, I think so. And to be fair, Dave, all the couples, how they left the show, I mean, bear in mind, it was only 4 weeks. They're going to blag it for 4 weeks, even if they're trying to, you know, fake it with us lot. But I do think that it worked out that the reunion was all correct, Dave. But how the hell, right, have we got to the end of 30, well, this is the 37th episode, so 37, 38, as you said, and all of a sudden, two new bad people have come to the forefront. Two baddies have taken over the mantle of Jack, little bit of Tori, little bit of Sarah, all these people who were like, you absolute bellends through the show. Timothy, you know, got our wrath as well at different points, especially at the start, because he was awful towards Lucinda. And then you get fucking Jono and Ellie come in. Now, Jono was showing his true colours towards the end of the show when we recorded it a few days ago. But my God, Ellie has been absolutely faking it. Low-key reality wannabe. And I'll tell you what, Dave, what a toxic couple they were in these last couple of episodes. Completely blindsided me, especially Ellie. Well, I don't know what was going on.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it, these villains, these pair of bastards, kind of made the episodes.
You did, yeah.
So it was all building up, and Lauren was kind of, you know, still quite angry about the whole thing. And I think just a bit hurt and perplexed, because at no point did Jono, and still hasn't, to my knowledge at least, you know, he still hasn't actually apologized or seen that he's done anything wrong. And I think, Chris, out of nowhere, these pair of bellends have come out and just stolen the villain piece for the whole fucking season for me. Because Jack, right, he's a knob. He's a tool. Yeah. But he's predictable. That's just what he is, you know, and Tori's annoying as well. We've obviously had to go at, well, pretty much everyone for different reasons. But, I mean, Ellie seemed to be on the injured party side, you know, and we were thinking, oh, Ben, you know, he's completely faking it. And Jono, well, we just thought he was a bit of a wet lettuce, but, you know, there's nothing particularly villainous about him. But honestly, Chris, I was watching this and I was thinking, fuck me, he's Kaiser Soze. This guy has been pulling the strings all this fucking time. Because think of the whole dinner party blow up with the whole muzzle your woman comment. Where did that stem from? That came from a conversation with Jack and Jono in the gym. And then apparently, you know, and this is all off camera, so we didn't get to see any of it. But apparently, you know, Jack was saying, oh, well, you know, if we do wife swaps, you know, Jono, you can sleep with Tori. But that all came from Jono. And I was like, oh, motherfucker, he's been in the background manipulating everyone. And I tell you what, Chris, my blood was boiling because they were both fucking Jono and Ellie. Absolutely horrible. Talk about lack of self-awareness. They just did not give a fuck about anyone else. And they came in like they'd got the cream and we're just like, right, fuck Lauren, fuck Ben, you know, we're happy. And we're going to rub your face in it as well. I thought they were utterly despicable, Chris.
I'm with you. You're right. The way Ellie had completely ignored Lauren. I mean, Lauren was, she knew what she was doing. She was after, like, basically tackling it head on. We knew, you know, Jono had lied all the way through. The experts knew he was lying. The 100 messages didn't seem to faze Jono. You know, you're all going to look stupid. You don't look stupid when you walk in 4 weeks later. Allegedly, they didn't kiss until the day after the show or a few days after the show. Bull fucking shit, Dave. Mm. And these two are going to die on the hill that it was organic and that the 100 messages they swapped was not, even if they didn't do anything, was not the platform for them to get together. Absolute bollocks. I do think that what Jono said to Lauren about you don't care about me. Yeah, she's playing up to the camera. It's maths. Why are you on the TV show? But their behaviour was fucking awful. And I'm not just digging Elliot because I thought both of them. I mean, Jono went at fucking Tim and Sarah, didn't he? Because of like laying into, he dropped Tim up through Tim under the bus. We've seen that through the series. You know, like Tim's like, cheers, mate. You know, and anybody else. I genuinely kept thinking, at some point, he's going to be walking around with a big fucking raw steak on his eye or something, or his nose is going to have plasters across it because his attitude. And I love Timothy though, Dave, because he's like, fuck, he was fucking laughing his cock off, wasn't he? I'm like,
oh yeah,
he's loving it. He was loving it, you know, and we know he could be snappy, but he didn't really engage them. But the whole thing, the way they kissed, was so happy. It was like, fuck you. And we've been played as the audience. We've been absolutely played, haven't we? Like, we could see this thing with Jono and Lauren. It was building the last couple of episodes, but I wasn't expecting Ellie. She'd come across so respectful. We both stuck up for her with Ben. I even messaged you going, I think I've been a bit harsh on Ben. Yeah, he's a cop. Mm. Yeah, his song was fucking shit and he was out of tune. I don't think he'd ever fucking written a song in his life. However, is it something that was going on off camera and she was just doing like what I always use Rich as the barometer of Maths UK, where he was just faking it. Coincidentally, Dave, amazing fucking Instagram post for his new album. Unbelievable. Oh, fucking loved it. David Brent eat
heart. Straight from the Shire.
There's a filter on there, people. But yeah, just it felt as if maybe Ben wasn't such a bad guy after all, Dave. I just don't know. He was a dick as well, but I felt like what they did at the end was just like you said, Kaiser Soze, I was like, holy fuck, these two have played reality TV chess and won at the moment. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, God, Chris, old fucking weasel boy there. And Jono, it just does my head in. It's the way he talks. It's so drippy. And it's, I did nothing wrong. We were texting, but there was nothing there. And it's like, no, there was clearly fucking something there because you were literally together. You could not wait to get out the fucking experiment and meet up. And they were saying, oh, yeah, nothing happened until, you know, they had this half an hour chat. That was it, Chris. That was it. There was nothing there before, zero. And it's like, come on, mate, fucking hell. Everyone can see it. Just own it. And I think that was the thing that Lauren fucking was annoyed about the most, I think. And I think she's got every right. I don't necessarily think she was playing up to the cameras any more than anyone would do if you've got a camera pointed at you. But yeah, it's the weaselly way. You just won't just fucking admit that there was something there. There was a bit of a connection. You know, they didn't know what it was and they'd never explored anything until after the experiment. And then they found, you know, there really is something there. Just fucking admit it. But no, they just won't admit it to anyone, not the group, not the experts, or not even the judges, Chris. So, yeah. But the most surprising thing, because we'd seen a little bit of this from Jono, hadn't we? In that last week, he'd gone from, you know, trying to just flat out deny it and say, there's my phone, you know, look, you can go through the messages. It's like, fuck, man, I'm fucking tired of going through all these. But then he completely flipped to be like, you know, quite nasty to Lauren. And, you know, he's suddenly rewritten history that, you know, she never liked him at all, despite the fact they were sleeping together. Yeah, they had a rocky kind of relationship, and it was very up and down. But at the end, you know, it seemed to be going okay. And all this time, he's been texting Ellie and getting to know her. So I thought it was bullshit. But the most surprising thing, though, was we hadn't seen anything, really, from Ellie that gave off this real mean girl sort of attitude. And she just had zero empathy at all. And she literally, you know, people were asking her, you know, don't you at least feel sorry? It's like, no, why? I've got Jono. Fuck you all. Well, I mean, all I'll say, Ellie, is Jono's been like that, you know, to someone else, and you've come off okay there. That will happen again at some point. So you might think a little bit differently about it then.
Yeah. And I think you're right. I think Jono's fucking weaselly voice, I need to do impressions of you, Dev. I don't think I can do it. It's like, I don't care what you think. I saw it's like more like Alf of Home and Away Day, but you fucking drongo. But yeah, he's like, I don't care what you think. It's a bit of a cockney now as well. But it's just that fucking boring. And he's like, nah. I'm like, shut the fuck up. And he just went round the table, didn't he, thinking, it was like, I'll tell you what it was like, Dave. It felt that they'd both gone full on celebrity, not reality show, celebrity. They were literally drinking their old Kool-Aid. They were smelling their own farts and thinking they were coming out smelling of roses. They've literally had someone like an agent, a talent agent, telling them that they are going to earn all this money and to be prepped how to react at the actual dinner party. And that's exactly what they did. They followed this sort of Bonnie and Clyde, good guy, bad guy, bad girl thing. It just felt forced. However, everyone else fucking bought it. It was like, right, well, fuck you. And everyone was having a pop and Sarah's having a dig. But then, fuck you, I've got to give Jono his credit, Dave. Sarah's so predictable. Instead of just, oh, you're just fucking trying to distract it. Oh, no. Tim then gets fucking both barrels and Jono sat there going, you deserve better, mate. He probably had a point, Dave, because I don't believe Sarah was being honest at all. I've called that out and I'll stick by that. But it just turned and I'm like, Sarah, can you not see what he's doing to you? And you've literally, he's changed the subject. He's brought it on you. He sat there smug as anything. It was, and like you said, Minnie, it was great TV, Dave. It really was.
I mean, to be fair, I mean, definitely, fuck it, no question. Bellends of the week, it's a joint award this week. Jono and Ellie, it's definitely yours. However, it was fucking expertly done, the way he was attempting to deflect there, and he just 100% threw Tim under the bus and said he was saying he wasn't sure, and you know, he might have made a different decision had he had longer to think about it. And I was like, oh, fuck me. What a grenade to throw in the middle of the fucking dinner party there. So you're right. I mean, Sarah took the bait. And again, it didn't really. Tim's not fantastic with his words. I think to me, it makes sense, right? He was still, you know, processing what had happened, you know, and I think sometimes we like to think that all of our brain is kind of controlled by the rational side, and it's not. You know, sometimes your deepest feelings need to kind of work themselves out, and it does take your time. And you could see with Tim, he's still not at a point where he can really trust Sarah. So when they're together, it's great. They're having a great time, you know, and she's really putting the effort in and whatever that means. So, you know, you can see that he's conflicted. So because it's fucking final vows next week, you've got to make your mind up one way or the other. You can see he's probably not finished really closing the door on, okay, can I really trust her? So if we're apart, or, you know, for like, let's say, go away for 2 weeks or 4 weeks or whatever it is, or she goes to Adelaide where her ex is or something like that, am I just going to be completely cool with that? Or is this going to be a thing that's going to, you know, kind of, it's going to make me insecure, or, you know, it's going to come up in an argument. For me, I think he probably had to work that out. And so I can get where Tim was coming from. But of course, Sarah just thinks, well, are you so indecisive? I mean, that honestly, fucking hell, it'd be too hard work for me, Chris. But, you know, she goes straight into the offensive, doesn't she? You know, and like, well, I just think you're indecisive. So it was a great little side battle there that we had.
It was, to be fair. You're right. And she always, like, just because she's turned into this now fucking, you know, Virgin Mary and stuff, and she's like, you know, she's like, oh yeah, we're so in love, we're so touchy-feely. And then she says it, she tries to convince him, doesn't she, by words, going, have I not proved to you? Well, no, yeah. What you've not, well, what you, how you prove it to me is you delete your ex and stop fucking meeting up with him. And then yeah. I trust you. I still don't think that'll work, but anyway, but yeah, it was brilliant, Dave. And then I think when we got into like the final sort of ceremony or like the final sit down with the experts, it was really interesting, the dynamic, wasn't it, of like, I felt quite, it was quite good. I thought Alessandra was excellent because she went, didn't she, completely at like Jono, and she knew he was lying no matter what he said. She's not done that. John has been the one more than anyone, then Mel, but and Alessandra's not really called a lot of people out. A couple of times she had, and like they'd seen all this because they were watching the dinner party and they were like, holy shit, what is going on here? You know, with Jono and Ellie, and like how there was no tact and all the stuff we talked about. And she just laid into him, didn't we? And then Ellie just sat there like a fucking gawp, like, oh, I've not done anything. I'm fucking great. Yeah. I'm now like the biggest celebrity in Australia. And it's like, what a dick. But I did enjoy that because they held them to task. Obviously, there's nothing to gain now. It's over. They're together. And Lauren and Jono, you know, they had their video, didn't they, of like the best of sort of thing. And there was a little bit of a joke. And she said, like, you know, wishes well sort of thing. But yeah, I thought this was the pinnacle end to the series. I thought, Dev, it ended really well.
Yeah, I mean, I do agree. You could tell with Alessandra, she wasn't letting Jono wriggle out as he was trying to. And he's just a prime gaslighter, isn't he? Just, it's so clear. And I just feel like she didn't quite go after him enough. And I was thinking, they need us there. You know, like Statler and Waldorf in the gallery or something. You know, I just say, bullshit. There's fucking no way. Stop lying, you bellend. that's what they needed. Or maybe not, you know, but it just felt like she stopped short of just really calling him out. So she was asking questions and letting himself tie himself up in knots. But yeah, she never really sort of went after him. It'd have been handy if John had have sort of followed up, you know, because John can dish it out a little bit. But yeah, utterly unpredicted. I think just that these two would, not that they would get together, because actually, you know, you can kind of see it. You could see why there would be a better match. And it's like, experts, why aren't you doing your fucking job? Why couldn't you see that at the start? You're supposed to spend all these interview hours with people. Anyone can see that. But Chris, what did you think of sort of Jack and Tori? Because they didn't really feature that much in the dinner party. Again, I think quite predictable that they'd be putting on this front that, yeah, we're this great couple. Well, at least Tori's trying to put that out. Jack's like, yeah, I'm not asked. But, you know, when they got to the, you know, the interview with the experts, I mean, it seemed to me that they showed all of that footage. And she's put that much energy into this fake fucking act that were this, you know, love's young dream. And to have it all presented in that way, she's thinking, oh, I fucking failed here. And so they ended up storming off, didn't they?
Yeah. And you know what, Dave? That's the first time that I've seen Tori take control and actually sort of dominate Jack, which is what he needs, because she was having none of it, was she? She was like, we're fucking going. Let's go. I've had enough. Because it was fake. The whole situation with their relationship was just so off. And I, you know, I laugh and took the piss out of her. how she expresses herself when she's trying to sort of not lie, or maybe she's lying, but just try and deflect it. Her hands become so animated and her eyes, and she's doing these weird stares at Jack. I said in the last episode, as if to say to him, come on, you've got to fucking agree with me now. Come on, we need to get to the end. I don't know. It's very strange because I don't think anything that was shown or anything that was said to them, and that's just not singling them out, was unfair. John gave up in the last episode because he knew they were fucking bullshitting, or the last, sorry, commitment ceremony thing. He knew they were bullshitting, and he could see his body language was like, oh, I'm fucking out. These two are here. They're faking it. They're playing us as well as the audience now. What we've said for ages, I think we might get a little bit more of a stringent fucking test on some of these people. I'm probably going to eat my words after 10 minutes of the next series, Dave. But I think he's just had enough. And yeah, what a strange end for them both. It really was. Yeah, just weird. Yeah.
I think you're right. John definitely gave up on them, didn't he? He was saying to Tori, are you for real? So, you know, again, I think he definitely thrown in the towel there. But yeah, I just feel like having it all condensed, the only thing I feel like Tori wouldn't have seen was the footage of Jack saying to the whole group, yeah, that I've got no sexual attraction to my wife. You know, because that was a whole debate, wasn't it? About what did he actually say? And, you know, he was doing that thing where he's trying to manipulate the words. He's trying to say, no, I said something different. You know, I said, of course, I never said that. You know, I wish they'd have shown that back to back, to be honest. But yeah, I don't know. I just feel like I'm intrigued. Where do I actually think they'll go from now? I mean, again, I feel like they've worked so hard to create this narrative about, well, again, mostly from Tori's side, this love's young dream. I feel like they'll try and, you know, be together publicly for at least a few months. But I can't imagine putting up with Jack's bullshit for that much longer.
No, I'm with you, Dave. I'm with you. And I think looking at the other couples, we'd had the wobble with Jaden and Eden. At this point, at like the reunion thing, you know, they were in love, weren't they? He's grown his little fucking porn star moustache back, who's even worse than Ridges. I don't know with them two. I got a bit bored. I think you were right. Like the way he overpowered her, and I think he just come across as a little bit too controlling, didn't he, towards the end? It was just not right. I think, she'd spilled a bit of tea, but who doesn't when they're in a relationship? You tell each other that. It doesn't mean you then go and fucking tell your mate who tells that person, or you tell that person direct. That doesn't get you anywhere. It's a conversation between a couple, husband and wife.
Yeah, I mean, I'm slightly surprised to see how good they were. I mean, they seemed to be all loved up, didn't they? They were talking about maybe not having kids, but having a pet or something. And I kind of feel like where my mind went to was, you know, when Timothy was having a go at Jaden, because he's Captain fucking Conscience, isn't he, for the certainly the second half of the season. And Timothy's like, who are you to fucking tell me and give me advice about life or fucking anything? And I feel like Jaden, you know, again, he hears these things, he interprets things in a certain way. And the whole thing about, you know, we must express our feelings. That's what, you know, people say you've got to do in a relationship. So it becomes almost like a competition or some kind of exercise that he's got to get through. So I think, you know, having let go of that seems to be the thing that's just sort of helped them navigate life a bit better. So it'll be interesting, you know, how they go. If it is for the longer haul, you know, how long before he goes back into that kind of combative communication style again. But at the moment, yeah, it seems to be going well for them.
It does. It does. Now, Dave, are you ready for Where Are They Now?
I am indeed.
Right, let's do it. So
I don't know if we need to score them because I don't think I'm...
No, have a fucking moment.
There's going to be any surprises. Yeah.
You say that, Dave. So the first couple we're going to go with is Stephen and Michael. They were at the reunion, had a little chat, didn't we? Are they together, Dave?
Definitely not. And I tell you, we didn't talk about Cassandra fucking laying into Sarah.
Oh, she
laying
into Sarah. She hates Sarah, don't she? Fucking go on, Cassandra.
That was amazing. But also, fucking Michael chips in as well.
Yeah, Michael, thank you, Francis. You're fake and everything.
It's like an airplane when the woman's getting all hysterical and stuff, and you got a line of people waiting to beat her up. So it's just out of nowhere, people got to say their piece with Sarah. So that was a brilliant moment. But yeah, obviously they're not together.
No, Dave, they don't even speak anymore, Dave. So we knew that from the fucking get-go, especially when fucking Stephen was flirting with the makeup artist and stuff while he was supposed to be on the show. That wasn't the best. So what about Richard and Andy, Dave?
Oh, definitely not. I'd be surprised if they're speaking as well.
Well, Dave, they're not together. However, there has been, Dave, rumours that Andy has been dating Timothy because there's been pictures of him asleep with her daughter on a sofa, Dave. But they're just good friends.
Oh,
interesting development there. Now, this article that I'm nicking all my so-called fucking Rove reporting stuff, he's 10 days old there, so he's not that bad. Because apparently it's been 8 months since they filmed the reunion, so it was well into last year when this all finished and everything. So what about, Dave, you mentioned him before, the psychic phenomenon that is Madeline and Ash.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'd be surprised if they're speaking. I think he would probably leg it a mile, I would imagine.
Yeah, well, he's not with her, Dave. He's with somebody else who's his new woman, and they were seen loved up at a Grand Prix party, Dave. So they are not together. So he's with somebody else. What about Ridge and Jade?
I'm going to say that they are still together. I think they'll make a go of it.
Correct, Dave. They are in love, but he hasn't moved. He plans to move, which is a little bit concerning. However, I've said the love word. They both love each other. And Jade's put some lovely stuff and Ridge has on Instagram. So, yeah, we'll give them that. I think they were the ones I'm pulling for, actually, to actually stay together, especially for Jade with like a daughter and everything. She seems to have been severely hurt in the past. So I'm hoping that they're going to stay at least for 6 months and pass the OK magazine fucking deals, Dave.
Yeah, he's going to have to get down there quite quick. Even if it's not to move there permanently, I feel like there's a massive risk with this couple. It's just a holiday romance. And the longer it goes and they, you know, get back to their normal lives and you know, I just don't see it.
That's fine. That's fine, Dave. Let's see. Let's come back to it. We will, if I do come across anything or you do, we'll have to throw it on the podcast. Now, Dave, we've got to go with four people here. So we're going Ben and Ellie, Jonathan and Lauren. What are we saying, Dave?
This is like fucking World War III, isn't it? So yeah, Jono and Ellie, I mean, I could see them still being together. It's a little bit like the Tori and Jack thing where, you know, because they had to batten down the hatches. I mean, they couldn't give two fucks what everyone else felt. You know, they definitely seemed to be loved up and they were really going over the top and expressing it in front of everyone. So I think they'll keep going for a little while.
Dave, well, I can confirm they are still together, my friend. So, they're absolutely loved up. Instagram is awash with videos. Jono's so relieved he's had to keep it quiet, Dave. All the Instagram posts have come up. Gotta say, Dave, fantastic shape, both of them. They've had a few fucking freebie holidays as well. So these guys are definitely still together. So, yeah, whatever we think, they are a couple at the moment. So, Oh, pair of bellends and don't really want to give them the steam off my piss, Dave, if I'm being honest with the way they were at the end. But if that's how they find love and they tell their, you know, if they have children or whatever, that's how they came together, well, you'll have a hard time explaining that one, but there you go.
Yeah, but he wasn't cheating, so...
No, he wasn't cheating. No, I'm never cheating, Dave. Now, what about Dave? Now, this one shocked me, Dave. This did bring a tear to my ear, if I'm being honest. Collins and Natalie.
I'd be surprised if they're speaking. God bless Collins, like, and his fucking home and away persona. But yeah, definitely not together.
Well, that's true, David, because Natalie's with a partner, someone who she's known for a long time and supported her through the journey of maths. But Collins, as only Collins can do, David, I'm going to read this out. The article says, as for Collins, who hasn't shared any romantic update, he's remained closed off about future plans, but instead reassured people he isn't planning on starting an OnlyFans in a chat with Yahoo. And his quote was, Dave, and it sounded like the sort of quote I would say why I wouldn't start an OnlyFans. My dick is too small for OnlyFans, he laughed. So yeah, there's no OnlyFans. The people who do OnlyFans know they've got something to offer and I don't. Well, Collins, welcome to my world. He then said he hopes he can build a bigger platform and profile in the hosting realm after appearing on the show. Well, let me tell you, Collins, get on OnlyFans, show them your fucking shrimp dick. You're not getting any fucking shows after this, my friend. Absolute joke, that man.
I mean, that quote is actually quite funny. Yes. You know, I think that fair play to him. You know, that does seem like a funny quote, but I don't know. I could see him on children's TV or something like that as a presenter, you know, but I can't really see anyone picking him up.
No, not a fucking tall day. I would be amazed if Collins gets anything else. So what about Dave? We end up being fans' favourite at the end, especially Lucinda, but Lucinda and Timothy.
Of course. Sorry, did we skip past Sarah and Tim?
No, they're coming up, Dave.
They're coming up.
Now, don't jump the gun now,
Lucinda,
Dave.
And Timothy, I'm sort of hoping. So at the end, they seem to grow closer together just as friends, didn't they? They seem to talk a lot. I'm not sure if Lucinda's just his personal free therapist or whatever, but it was nice to see the way they interacted together. But I still don't see anything romantic. And you already told me before that he's been seen on Andy's bed. So that, definitely, that definitely doesn't, you know, it means there's no doubt they're not together.
Well, you never know. Lucinda could have been thinking it, Dave, because she's a free spirit and she loves the jam, man. So you never know, Dave. Now, this one's a shock, Dave. Now, you said about Sarah and Tim, and we'll get onto that in a minute. However, Tristan and Cassandra, Dave.
Oh, God. Also, no. Just no chance.
Yeah, you are correct, Dave. There is no updates on these two. And I just want to put a little full stop on them before we carry on. Sarah and Tim, Dave.
I mean, I'm wobbling a bit on these. So I kind of feel like she's so combative. But actually what you saw, like when the whole thing came up at the dinner party, once she calms down, she kind of rationalizes it. But I can't really forget a lot of the behavioral patterns that we saw earlier in the season, the way she sort of closes him down. And I'm not sure how much respect she's got for him. And I don't know how much longevity that's got. So I'm going to say not together.
Correct, David. Correct. So we have a little bit of tea, my friend. So they split, Dave, and I'm going to quote Sarah. Yeah, I'm thinking Australian. I can't even do the accent, but she's like, we broke up a month after the reunion. We didn't speak for a little while after. It was hard for us both, but a few months down the track, we started talking again. We're definitely friends now. We're very amicable. It's been good to be on good terms because we went through this crazy ride together. She revealed she felt as if Tim never moved on from the issues they faced when she met up with her ex and called it a constant battle. No, that's called Sarah. Fucking cheating. But you just keep doing that with your fucking gormless fucking shock face. You just keep convincing yourself. However, Dave, Tim has been spotted dating a rather beautiful bombshell called Barbara from Brazil, Dave. So it's Barbara the bombshell, Beauty Barbara. That's the name. So I'm not sure where he found Barbara, but that does sound like some sort of search engine thing. But there you go. So, but the reason I said full stop it, there has been rumors that that Tristan may have been dating Sarah, Dave. They have been seen together. What? And apparently they're really good friends, Dave. That's what we've heard.
I just cannot see anything happening there. That would be an interesting match. I yeah, I just can't see that. I could see them getting on, and I can see ultimately she's not really going to challenge her back, you know, so she'll always get away with Tristan. So, yeah, but I'm surprised by that.
Mm. So what about Jaden and Eden, Dave?
Yeah, I think they'll have a good crack at it. I reckon the half-life on them is about 2 years.
Cool. Incorrect, David. Because they are not together. They split up, because this is how I know the show, the reunions, was filmed 8 months later. Literally, as the reunions were airing, Eden came, went on social media and said, the person that I thought he was not the person and all this. And I don't regret the experiment, but the breakup come completely out of the blue. And she's shattered about it, Dave. So, yeah, 8 months to be together. Literally, just as everything was airing, he sort of did a runner, maybe. And it's been revealed, actually. We've poked fun at this, haven't we? But the whole, he made his ex-girlfriend watch him sleep with her best friend. Apparently, that was bullshit for the show. What the... Who advised him on that, Dave? Is if his girlfriend's not... Ex-girlfriend's not going to stick up for herself. Like, what is going on there? That's got to be his bell-end fucking brother, Mitch, hasn't it? What a dick he was as well. That is terrible.
I guess it's like the stuff coming out with Jack. It's like, have they made this shit up so that they get more airtime? You know, it seems like that's the case for Eden, doesn't it, from what I saw. But, yeah, it's just how fucked up, how thirsty do you have to be, Chris, to fucking want to make yourself look like an utter prick just to get a few more followers?
It's fucking nonsense, isn't it? Absolute dickhead. So, yeah, so they're not together, Dave. And finally, Dave, finally, Jack and Tori.
Oh, now that's another tough one because, again, the most fake forced couple out the lot. However, we've always talked about this career after the show, and they both seem so desperate for it. This is a bit of a coin toss, but I'm going to say they are so desperate for a bit of fucking screen time, not screen time, but, you know, the fame and keep this thing going on. I'm going to say, yes, they are together.
Correct, Dave. Correct. Now, Jack has posted this message to his wife on Instagram. Dear wife, you are the most incredible partner I could ever ask for. Your intelligence, your courage, your unconditional loyalty. You support me in ways that a man could never explain. For this, I thank you. My journey on Mars was unforgettable. However, it's only a chapter of our story of life. You complete me, and I vowed always to protect, respect, and take care of you. Hashtag my baby, you've absolutely won my heart. Now, there isn't the word love in there, Dave. So Tori then responded with, Jack, our journey was not for the faint-hearted. Now, bear in mind, the typing is while they're both sat together on the fucking couch in the Rundies. As if the typing is if they're on the other side of the world, Dave. I know there's a distance between them, but they probably did this together. Jack, our journey was not for the faint-hearted. We spent each and every day on what felt like a battlefield. We were alignment from day dot, and our unity never wavered. You showed me that old-school love that I asked for. And it exists. You treat me with nothing but the utmost respect, love, and gratitude. Thank you for making me feel protected, secure, and valued. Jack, whilst we didn't choose each other in the beginning, I can wholeheartedly say I chose you today and every day thereafter. This experiment is only the beginning of our journey. Here's to the next chapter of us. Hashtag maths. And I'm just going to add a hashtag at the end, Dave. Bull fucking shit. But there you go, Dave. Fucking get the sick bags. What a load of nonsense.
I do feel quite nauseous after that. I mean, again, I just... Christ, Tristan and Cassandra had more chemistry. I just cannot believe it. And I'm genuinely curious, though. How long are they going to keep this nonsense up for? I genuinely don't know. I think even, you know, Bronte and Harrison, certainly from Bronte's perspective, you know, she was keeping it going for so long, but then she'd get a strong, powerful woman moment at the end. You know, I'm not going to stand for this kind of thing. Whereas Tori's trying to continue it until after the show. And so we're sort of off piece now. I'm wondering where they're going to take it.
Yeah, I don't know. But we did see with Bryce and Melissa, Dave, so who are we, you know, to say that, you know, everyone's relationship has its quirks. Everyone works together. They do their own thing, whatever. It's something that makes you stay together or whatever. But I fucking don't see it. Maybe the fact that they're about 4,000 miles away is the reason why they're still together. You know, yeah. Not a chance to tell each other we don't actually like you. And so, yeah, what a strange situation. But however, Dave, me and you had a discussion off the podcast, and we always end these series and we're like, yeah, what are we going to do next? However, predominantly through this series, and it's an award that you created, Dave, we've had the Bell End of the Week Award. And with bellend being our favourite word that we use all the time in the podcast, we thought, you know what? What can we do a little bit different? So you've come across an amazing app, which is AI-based, that can create songs. So what have we done, Dave?
Well, of course, Chris, we are of a particular vintage, but as Dr. Evil once said, I'm hip, I'm cool. So, you know, you can teach an old dog new tricks. We thought, right, let's agree some lyrics and we'll independently come up with a song, a representation of said lyrics about this season. So we haven't heard each other's songs yet. So this will be the first time you're going to hear our sort of reactions live, or at least after the song, we'll let the song play out and stuff. If you're just here for our opinions and stuff, you can probably stop the podcast now. Now we're just going to be bellends ourselves and fuck about. So, you know, if you want to listen to some crappy tunes, or you know, well,
how dare you, Dave?
Let's see. So yeah, Chris, do you want to start with yours first?
Let's start with mine, Dave. I've took some inspiration for some Flashdance and MC Hammer shit. So let's do it. My song is called They're All Bellends, But We Love It. Hit it.
Everyone's a fucking bellend. Jack Smith's Tories on bed. Lucinda loves some jam, man. Whoa, 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 whoa. John ain't cheating with Ellie. They're swapping texts and bodily fluids. But it's not cheating when everyone's a fucking bellend.
How old are we?
Oh, hello.
Yep, it's you, Dave, the guitar solo. Bit of a long guitar solo on this one, Dave. Yeah. Told you it was Flashdance, just went to see how much bit. Here we go.
They're all bellends, but we love it.
Expert John Malley Alexander, don't give a fuck about these rejects. Collinsville still staring at a camera and looking confused. Lauren is getting hammered on Prosecco.
Sarah.
And still meeting her ex. Allegedly.
They're all fucking bellends, but we love it!
Amazing. Amazing. Oh no! Don't let mine play. So. Amazing. I love, you know, Chris, back in the day, you know, we're going back a few years now, but I could actually see that in our set.
Yeah, I could. I don't know if I could get that high, Dave, but
the scream, maybe not, but fucking amazing.
Oh, this is amazing, this app. I think you spent longer than me. I spent a long time putting songs together, giggling to myself in bed last night. So I'm like, what are you fucking doing? And I'm just sat there giggling, adding bits in, taking bits out. And we agreed on the lyrics. And it was like, oh, this is amazing. So Dave, what is your song called?
Now, I've also gone for some Flashdance with some MC Hammer shit. But I've taken a completely different approach. I mean, I love the punk vibe, the angriness, and it's in the lyrics anyway, but, you know, the fact that we sort of love, hate it. I tweaked the lyrics ever so slightly, but it was only to accentuate the chorus a bit. And Chris, picture yourself. This is back in the day, back in your prime, you know, maybe on a beach in Ibiza. You've got the DJ up there. You've got your mates around you. You've got some light sticks. Maybe you've got some peroxide blonde hair or something. Yeah.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So think about that. I'm not as happy with the chorus, you know, sorry, the verse, but the chorus, just picture yourself in that scene.
Everyone's a fucking villain. Jack Smith, sorry, something. Lucinda loves some Gemma. John O'Hay cheating with Ellie. They're swapping texts and bodily fluids. But it's not a cheating. Everyone's a fucking villain.
This is the summer anthem. Oh, you love it.
Expert John Mellon Alexandra, don't give a fuck about these rejects. Collins is still staring into the camera and looking confused. Lauren is getting hammered on Prosecco, and Sarah is still meeting her ex, allegedly. Everyone's a fucking villain.
It's definitely the summer tune we asked for, Dave. We're even bopping away to this.
So, Chris, I could even, you know, I don't think Love Island would approve of the lyrics, maybe, but, you know, that is a summer anthem if you've ever heard one, isn't it? Surely.
It is. I'm for like the grunge mosh pit, and yours is for the we're going to get to number one, baby, with that one. I love it, Dave. That is brilliant. Yeah.
So, yeah, we do like to throw out a little musical number, and like I say, you can probably tell all of the instrumentation and all of the lyrics, that's not us, obviously, but clever stuff. And yeah, I also spent way too much time on this, Chris.
Brilliant. Absolutely amazing. And that's not the end of it, because I think every show now, Dave, we may have to have some sort of musical playoff, because that is just... amazing. So thank you, mate. Absolute brilliant. And thanks everyone for tuning in, supporting the podcast. We've had loads of people like joining the Facebook page, Chris and Dave's Reality TV cast, people subscribing. It's been amazing. So thank you so much. All new names every day commenting and things like that. So it's really good. And the community is amazing because everyone's helping each other with the links, talking about the chats have been great. Charlene's setting up like the UK Maths Australia chats. We didn't ruin it. And then we jumped into the Aussie one, didn't we? Finally, Dave, you know, it was absolutely brilliant. So we've stayed clear of that for spoilers. So thanks everyone for sort of, if you've already watched it, coming back and having a listen, see whether we're right or wrong. But yeah, it is the end of the series and we just need to work out what we're going to do next. But absolutely brilliant, brilliant show.
Awesome, Chris. Well, do you have our roll call of honour?
I do, Dave. So if you want to email us, cdrealitycast@gmail.com. If you want to follow us on social media, @cdrealitycast. As always, please, if you get time, drop us a review in your podcast catching app. Just helps myself and Dave get up them charts. If you want to give us not a 5 out of 5, but a 6 out of 5 for that vocal masterpiece that we've just produced, which literally took 2 minutes on our phones, but we're not going to say that because Dave's summer anthem is absolute classic. But I'd still think... give us comments which one is best. It's all for fun. It doesn't matter. We're just having so much fun with that. And if anybody wants a copy of the lyrics, they are readily available. And I'll post them either on Facebook or if you want them thinking, just really silly stuff. So the roll call, and if you do want to support us, patreon.com/CDRealityCast. So the roll call of honor and a massive thank you for this series, for everyone who supported us, new and all. We really appreciate it. So big thank you to Stacey, Sinead, Jesse, Kathleen, Sims, Andrea, Nick, Danielle, Kim, Amanda, Larissa, Helen, Nicola, Fiona, Cassie, Maggie, Zoe, Gillian, Keith, Helen, Chloe, Joanna, Libby, Katie, Dee Dee, Susan, Hennessy, Lauren, Lucky Lily Green, and Kent Gustafson. So thank you so much for all your support, guys. We really, really appreciate it. And I'm not sure if I missed Helen off there, so apologies, Helen. If I haven't, I've said your name twice. So thank you so much for all your support, guys. Amazing end to the series. And Dave, it's been great fun again, mate.
Oh, so fantastic, isn't it? Like I say, we were both getting a bit fatigued last week, but then it comes through the reunion and it's back. It's got shine on again. And I love to hate it. And as we say, they are all bell ends. But thank you very much, sir. It's been fun to wrap up this season. We'll be back. Obviously, Love Island starting. We'll figure out something for May, how we can plug the gap there. Lots of people talking about Love Triangle, which sounds right in our wheelhouse. A bunch of bell ends there as well. So thank you very much, sir. Thanks to all our listeners. Thanks to all our supporters. And we'll speak to you next time.
Bye.